Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Konnichiwa, and welcome to another episode of The Nerd Off on the Blackout Tips Premium Network of podcast. Where we talk about nerd shit, and you know, I never do this show alone. I always have some co-host around me. It varies from week to week, but this week we have none other than the Neo Nerd, Karen. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back on the show. I hope your nap found you well rested.
Oh, it did. I needed it. I was tired.
And of course, we also have my man H2O Kev from the movie trailer reviews.net, from the TVD podcast, from Half of the Insanity Check podcast. What's up, Kev?
Yo, man, what's going on?
Chilling, dude. It's good to have you in on this beautiful snow day.
Well, you're getting kind of drunk, Cap, so I'm getting tipsy. So
okay, yeah. All right, we'll see how long you last. We also have Najayla Ree, aka Blazing Bitch, with a Y, on you know, the internet, on Twitter and stuff. She's also a co-host of After Dark. She's often on We Nerd Hard. She has her own website, of course, blazingbitch.com. What's going on, Najayla? I don't understand that much of that language. Thank you. I'm assuming that's something good.
It's just, hi, how are you doing?
Oh, okay. Cool.
It just sounds warm.
She trying to get all fancy and shit.
Yeah. Sayonara. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Where's everybody at? Nope. Those are my two words. All right. And, we're going to get right into it, man. I got to start every episode by asking the panel going around the room and say, what have you been playing? What have you been watching? I will start with you, Kev. What have you been playing? What have you been watching?
Shit, I've been watching everything, dude. Like, trying to get through the rest of these reviews. Me and Phenom recorded 6 movie reviews last Saturday. We still probably have at least another 3 or 4 more movies to do. And then next week, we're going to screenings of Walter Mitty and The Wolf of Wall Street. And I think Phenom's doing Grudge for the site. Mm.
Those are like 2 strong contenders for movie of the year, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, what else? Honestly, dude, I'm just playing Grand Theft Auto. I'm about to finish up Tomb Raider, but I'm just playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, what do you think about Tomb Raider, by the way?
Oh, it's good. It's crazy as hell. Like, playing through it, I never want to see a female go through any kind of, like suffering whatsoever, because that game is fucking brutal.
Yeah, it definitely makes you realize how much sexism that you still have within you, and how much of the like old school ways of like protecting women that you have in you. Because yeah. I definitely was like feeling extra let down anytime I let Laura die. I'm like, I failed this little girl.
Sorry, man. When there was that one scene where you're on the river, and if you don't dodge the right way, you see a tree branch go up her neck and throughout the back of her head or something like that.
Yeah.
No, I had to stop playing the game. That shit was graphic as hell.
Yeah, I thought it was bad, like, when the dude at the beginning, by the way, like, I played this game twice now, and the first time through, it really is shocking, because I was so tense. I didn't realize the first guy you run into is saying that he's trying to help you. I just ran from him. I was scared. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I'm just running, trying to live, and then I played through it the second time, and the guy was like, I'm just trying to help you. Hey, I'm trying to, no, you gotta go this way. And I'm like, huh, I wonder if that guy was trying to help me. Well, you know, like, I was scared. You know what,
I'm sorry, I don't trust strange guys on a strange island that I just land on.
Yeah.
That's just my number one rule. You don't do that.
Yeah.
This ain't Lost and shit. No one's gonna randomly be your friend and whatnot, so.
I finally understood street harassment that day, and I see why, ladies. So what about Grand Theft Auto? Didn't they just release like a new like more DLC for it, or did I read that?
Yeah, kinda. They released a few new cars. The most recent update actually put in the editor mode, so you can actually go and create your own death matches, create your own races and whatnot. But outside of that, like, usually, I think it was a Friday night. It was Thursday night. Really didn't have anything to do. I hopped on with like a Phenom, a couple of my other buddies, and we just sat there and played it from like 9:30 to about 1 o'clock, just harassing people in the game, just having fun. Like, we would get a helicopter, find someone, and just start shooting them. And yeah. we were just doing this up and down the entire city. There was like 16 other people in the room with us. We were just doing ratchet ass shit and didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I have no further. I need to just take some time out and play Grand Theft Auto because every time, I mean the online version, because every time I hear y'all talk about it, it just sounds like.
So fun.
Nah, it sounds like Mad Max to me. It sounds like there's Mad no Max. Rules.
They
like,
just rolled around.
Y'all are just like, yeah, sometimes.
There's almost really no rules if you get into an open server. Mm. Like, there was one moment, like, we chased this one dude down. We were chasing after this one guy because he had a bounty on his head, like, all four of us. We get down there, one guy's trying to shoot at him. So we're trying to kill the one guy trying to kill the bounty while trying to kill the bounty ourselves so we can get the money. We kill the bounty. We kill the dude and try to steal his helicopter. He sniped all of us out of the helicopter before we even took off.
Holy shit. And this sounds like Inception.
Yeah, it's like some real Mad Max type. It's just fun, man. It's just stupid shit going on. And anytime your car flies through the air because someone made a wrong turn or hit another car, we just sit there, laugh. I mean, half the game, we were driving around in a SWAT van just fucking with people. We had one random dude who didn't have any guns or anything. He's like, can I just hop on with you? He wasn't shooting and shit. And I was just like, well, you got to get the fuck off our car, man. You ain't no help to us. We just drive around trying to cause trouble and shit. You can't do anything just hanging on the side.
Yeah, it's kind of like when I go on Call of Duty now, and sometimes I'll play a pacifist, and I'll try to, like, convince my team to use their words. And they don't like when I'm on the team, man. I normally get kicked off. What about you, Najayla? What you been playing? What you been watching?
I have not been playing an Xbox One because...
Can you tell everybody this story? Because I think this story made me want to hurt someone when I saw it online.
So I was trying to pretend like I wasn't getting Xbox One because I wanted to surprise everybody. I was a Giad V-Nerd hard. I'd be like, guess what? Here's the unboxing. Here's a video. Here's us with my Xbox One. That did not happen because my awful human being of an ex-boyfriend who has no empathy and probably kills babies for fun, he decided to... Okay, background. We were sharing my Amazon account because he was cheap and I had Amazon Prime and he wanted to
watch. Oh, no, don't tell me this.
Right? It's like a horror movie.
That was you?
Yeah.
That was you who's like, oh.
Yeah, so I.
Cut that nigga. I'm sorry, I would have cut that nigga.
I wanted to, by God, but. So we ended our relationship.
Mm hmm.
But what I realized, because I was like, hey, when pre-orders are about to happen, Amazon usually, like, emails you. Where's my emails? And I realized, oh, yes, I used my other Amazon account that I used to use Amazon Prime on, which was the account we shared.
Oh, instead
Not
of your...
Not only did he cancel all my pre-orders, so I have no Xbox One, no launch titles, no extra controller.
This is some grimy ass shit.
Like, all of my credit card info and delivery info from that account. He just wiped it clean.
Oh my God. Oh.
Serious.
Yes. And the terrible part about this is he did this like a couple of months ago. So we were still dating after he did that for like maybe 2-3 weeks.
Damn.
And he looked me in the face like everything was cool. And then we broke up again, and he didn't say a goddamn thing.
What did you do to this dude?
What can I do?
No, what did you do? Like, why did y'all break up? Like, were you just, like, sleeping with, like, the Knicks, and then, like, he came in, and you were like, what's up, dog?
It was a very mundane breakup. It was just, I didn't really feel like he really wanted to be in a relationship. I didn't feel like the relationship was, my emotional needs were being fit. We barely saw each other. We should just not do this anymore because it was more stress, me trying to maintain this crap relationship than, just being single.
Yeah.
And, I'd much rather be single with a cornucopia of dick than sit around waiting for his whenever that one was going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't tell him that, but that
right.
was the reason. So, I am really sorry for you. Wow.
I think it was either that or killing my cat, and I'm pretty sure he couldn't have hid killing my cat from me. So
he tried to kill your cat too?
I just figured that must have been the two things he was in his head. Like, well,
it is on the same level. Like, to me, it's like killing a cat or deleting my pre-order for Xbox One are both death penalties. So that's fine.
I have never seen a guy so salty after a breakup, man. I'm sorry. That's fucking crazy.
I called Amazon to be like, oh, well, I didn't do this. And they're like, well, he couldn't do this without your password. I was like, well, he had it because I gave it to him.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell you, though, that's your fault, miss. Don't give out your Amazon password.
Yeah. And then they were kind of a jerk about it because the guy was like, well, you should be really lucky that he canceled your pre-order instead of, like, pre-ordered 10. And that would have been on your credit card, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, don't lecture me. I've already hurt. He has hurt me.
Yeah. You know, the craziest part is Amazon is renowned for having great customer service. But there's literally nothing. Like, at that point, I'm so distraught. Unless you're going to give me an Xbox One, there's nothing you can say to me that is going to make that better. You can't be like, well, he could have been. I don't give a fuck what he could have been. Can I get my Xbox One?
And you would be like, I wish he would have ordered 10. At least I could have sold the damn rest of them and got my fucking money back.
You know how much money I would have made off of that if I had 10 launch Xbox Ones?
Yeah, I'd have been like, okay, thank you.
Right, yeah. Well, please go ahead and put that one through.
The first part is, I was going to just redo it, but then, you know, I found out because I was like, well, Amazon, usually you get it a day ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So the day before, it was the launch day is when I checked and found out I didn't have a pre-order.
Oh.
So they're like, well, you could order another one, but you won't get a launch Xbox One. And I was like, well, that defeats the friggin' purpose now, doesn't it? So I'm going to wait for, you know, the next round of titles to come out. And then I will get a non-launch Xbox One because I've never got a console at launch, like never. Yeah. And I wanted to have one at launch for the very first time in my life. And he stole that joy from me.
Oh, man. When I read this on Twitter, I was just like, what's his name? Where does he live?
I saw it on Twitter. Yeah. I didn't realize that was you, man. When I read those tweets, I was like, I don't know who this girl is, but I want to go buy her an Xbox just because, man, this nigga did some fuck ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I didn't even realize that was you, Shorty, so.
As an adult. And I wasn't even ashamed that I'm an adult crying over a $500 toy, essentially.
I cry over it too.
Dog, so I was reading her tweets getting teary eyed. Like, but why in a world would this have to happen to a person?
I would have rather he, like, slept with all of my friends. Right. Maybe my cat. I would have been like, okay, whatever. Like, this is like how the
you would have rather him sleep with the other pussy.
See in your heart, you want to hurt someone that deep. Like,
yeah.
Pun intended.
Way that I just can't replace. So, I mean, I can't really troll him back. What can I do that will equal what he has taken away from me?
You gotta slash a tire. Just, like, poke a tire out and just walk away and act like nothing else happened.
Yeah.
Well, what I did, I've just, like, ignored him. Like, I just never...
No, that's not enough. You have to cause him a tire. I don't know how you're gonna do it, but just, hey, find a way, stick a nail in that joint.
The only thing I can think of, maybe I should bang his mom or something. I just don't know.
I mean, is his mom attractive?
Oh, but yeah, man.
Don't answer that. I'm just fucking around.
Have you been watching anything like on TV or catching up on Netflix?
She been watching Xbox Ones on fucking Amazon. Not go to her.
I've been trying to power through the Shield. Everybody keeps on saying, oh, you have to get on board with Arrow. I just can't. I can't.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. I don't get on with Arrow either. Like, it's okay. Everyone keeps telling me to watch it. I'm not into it like everyone else is.
All of season one and a bit of season two, and I was just, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad. I was just like, it's just kind of meh. It doesn't really jump. It's kind of meh to me. And I see why you guys like it, but I mean, I ain't going to knock it or anything like that. It's just not really for me.
For Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think, is meh in a way that you just forget it exists.
Mm-hmm.
But Arrow, to me, is meh in a way that I find like it wants to hurt me.
Mm.
Like, it wants to take things I love and make them crappier and then tell me, this is good. I'm like, no, Arrow, it's not good. You can take your parkour, Speedy, and shove it up your ass. I want.
I feel very strongly the opposite way about Arrow, but I appreciate your perspective because it was one I hadn't heard on the show before. And, it was interesting too to watch you watch it, like through Twitter and whatnot and listening to We Nerd Hard. Cause I was like, I wonder if there'll be a point. Yeah, just cussing out, the show and Oliver and all this. Cause I kept wondering, like, would there be a turning point? Cause for me, I think Oliver is a jerk, but I think it's on purpose. So I'm okay with it. I don't think he's meant to be like a complete hero. He's just kind of a dick, and he's a rich kid that doesn't really know what he's doing, but he wants to, like, the first season is essentially him using a list to kill people. Like,
yeah, if the show would be like, hey, this is really stupid that you're using this list, they don't really like explicitly say like, hey dude, this is not cool. And then they go so far for him to tell another character that what she's doing is crazy. And then everybody goes along with it. Like, this is the most logical thing they've ever heard of. What is it? You're on board with this jackass doing the same fuck shit? Why? Why is everybody on board with this?
Well, you know what's crazy is the vibe I get is that everybody's not really okay with him, because pretty much every episode is one of either Diggle, Felicity, Thea, someone comes up to Oliver in every single episode like, this shit is stupid. And these are the reasons why. And he's just kind of like, but I got this list, and goes and does what the fuck he wants.
That's the entire first season, man.
Every episode, someone stopped. Like, to me, like, that was why I think I was okay with the writing, was only because people in the reality of the world were like, but you kill people. And he's like, right. But see, when she kills people, it's like the mob and shit. And they're like, but you killed a mob.
Yeah.
It's like, exactly. I mean, I know you got the arrows and the powers and shit, so I mean, I can't stop you, but I'm doing this under protest, just so you know.
I feel like it has to be intentional how they're dealing with a lot of the female characters, because you have Felicity, whose character was, you know, rich, powered, established, and not this, like, you know, dork, manic pixie dream girl in the making. And she was just like, you know, F superheroes. She ends up banging one. Mm-hmm. But that relationship isn't like a power dynamic as, you know, they see each other as equals, where I think this Felicity is just like, oh, I don't know, but I do computers, so I'm kind of useful.
Right.
So doing that with her character, I think, was a disservice. Having Arrow in his, he's just not up to par.
Yeah.
All right. And then he's showing Huntress, like, how to aim, and telling Huntress that she needs to work on her aim.
Right.
Like, what? And not to mention, like, the way they even deal with the character of Huntress, like, this is a chick that was a little too extreme for friggin' Batman.
Right.
He was telling her, I was like, hey, you need to chill. And then they have her, like, just going, okay, what do you have to say, Ollie? Like, no! Right. Ew! Stop it!
You know, it feels very much like Arrow year zero to me. Like, I don't feel like he's Arrow yet, which is why I think they keep referring to him as the hood. And they, like, everything about this feels like amateur hour for him. And
when they bring it to amateur hour for the other characters, if it was supposed to be Arrow's amateur hour,
right,
these characters would be way more established.
Right.
Like, year one for the Huntress, really.
It then really is.
She's Gotham with her bodyguard training how to kill people, and she's completely fine with it. She doesn't have that, oh, well, maybe I feel better. No, she's got her thing that she's going to do.
Yeah, that's everybody on the show. You're right. That is true. Everybody on the show is kind of their origin story. Like, they really don't have anyone who shows up and is like, I'm a completely fleshed out character. Last week they had the Flash on there, and it literally showed his origin. Like, it wasn't that, you're right. There is no, like, if Batman showed up and was like, yo, you're a fucking amateur and you need to handle your, like, it would be awesome. And I hope they do it at some point where they have an established hero that shows up like, the fuck are you doing? That would be great.
But I kind of think in this world, like, because they want to have non-superheroes.
Yeah.
Because somebody told me that Solomon Grundy was on it, and I was like,
well, Cyrus Gold. It's the, like, it's completely origin. Like, he's not even Solomon Grundy yet. He's Cyrus Gold, super soldier, who shows up and, you know, fights Arrow. He has superpowers.
He's not.
No, he's not born on a Monday yet?
Not yet, dog. Mm. They have a good Easter egg, though. Someone goes, what happened to Cyrus Gold after they beat him or whatever? And he's like, nobody cares about him. He died on a Saturday, was buried on a Sunday. And I was like, oh, I like that. That was cute.
Yeah, but, that's awesome.
I feel like I should like this show, but then for the few things I like about it, like, I like Diggle. I think I would watch a show about him.
Mm.
But there's so few things that, like, I genuinely look forward to. I mean, the only thing that kept me through season one is that I know Speedy gets AIDS, and that is not something you want to be waiting for.
Well, they also have, a lot of shirtless montages throughout the show. I mean, the fitness regimen is ridiculous. Yeah. The fitness regimen is ridiculous. Like, every show they have and now we take our shirts off. They just, like, show him, like, doing that bar thing.
No bullshit. I want to work out with him.
Right. Dude, like, I cannot fuck with him.
Like, you know, I'm working out, doing what I can. I've lost weight, but goddamn. And, you know, you give me 1 week with the Arrow and shit, I'm going to have a six pack.
I would quit so fast, man. I would quit. Yeah, like, he's like, all right, for this one, what we do is we climb 20 feet in the air using just a bar. Yeah, man, I'm good, actually.
Like, dog, I can't lift my own weight up no more.
Yeah, dog,
like,
what do you mean?
I can't climb 20 feet in the air just, like, those jumping a bar up. I mean,
I'm going to be like,
fall down and break my neck.
Yo, Kev, I'll be like, so where's the ladder that we use to climb to the next level? Oh, you just use your arms to jump to the next level. Arms to jump?
Abs and your arms.
Right, yeah. Like, he's not even using his legs. Nah. But he is the man, and all that. But yeah, I enjoyed the show. But I also enjoyed it, and I think there's a distinct difference between me and Najayla, and probably most of the people who enjoyed the show and Najayla, not a huge fan of Arrow in the comic book. So I think for me, I wanted to see these guys, like, reimagined and redone. And I don't have, like, a standard to hold them to, where I bet if I did.
I think I don't care about the show.
Right before I started watching Arrow, I watched all of Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, even though, like, I've read a lot of the comics, like, the Arrow series, where it's supposed to be, like, you know, a more adult-centric, not, like, adult porn, but, like, mature audience graphic novel kind of presentation. And I've seen, like, some of the newer Arrow books. Like, I think Ollie, the character, can be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they've picked or represented some of the things that made Ollie interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, he is this rich kid, but he also was this, like, idealistic kind of... He's kind of that, like, trust fund kid that's at Occupy Wall Street.
Right.
Who you can't tell him that, like, he's part of the problem, even though he totally is.
Mm-hmm.
So to see somebody like that, like, progress, lose everything, get it back, because he earned it this time, and then become a hero, I think that's kind of more interesting to me.
Yeah.
And even without that, without, like, the actual, like, comic book, what, you know, the Justice League did with the character... Even though he wasn't, like, a main focus, but when he was focused, they kind of gave you a short and sweet Ollie and his relationship with Black Canary and the power dynamic that she is a metahuman and he is not.
Right.
And the fact that you could tell that it's a chip on his shoulder. That is a really interesting relationship dynamic, and I think it doesn't surface to these characters to not have it there.
Yeah, I think they could build towards something like that at some point. And I hope they do, man. I would actually like to see him on the other end of, like, not being the guy who is in charge, but kind of being talked to. Like, I would love to see them have him feel inferior. Cause to me, with Justice League, which is where I did learn the character from, that was a huge part of the character was, I might not have powers, but watch this motherfucker. And I don't get that from this character.
They build, I don't think he could even have that part of his character, which is such a defining part of his character.
Oh, okay.
That's like, oh, we're going to have a Green Lantern show, but he's not very brave. We have a Green Lantern who's a coward. Like, would you want to watch that?
No? I mean, I will, because I love this show, but I get your point. I want you to know that you've been heard. That's all. All right. As far as As far as, oh wait, Karen, what have you been watching? What have you been playing? I feel like I already know this, but go ahead.
Well, I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I still didn't watch last week's episode. I still need to watch like the very beginning because most of it I was in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see like the ending.
By the way, that's what only women can do. That no man, I can't. I don't even know how that counts. If I don't watch a show from the beginning, sitting in front of it for every second, I don't even count that as watching. I can't
if I haven't seen it, I won't get up. I'll wait to watch it. Like, I gotta be able to give it my full attention. Like any kind of TV show or movie, if I haven't seen it before, I'm not going to get up and like go do other shit while I'm watching. I'm going to be sitting there trying to give it my attention.
Yeah, I don't know how that counts, but I get it, Karen. What were you going to say, Najella? I'm sorry.
That's exactly how I watched the second season. What little I watched of the second season of Arrow, it was like, oh, I'll put this on while I'm cleaning, or I'll put this on while I cook dinner or something.
I hate women. I hate y'all. I hate y'all so bad. Cause no, I can't get away with this. It would drive me insane. I'd be sleeping in the middle of the night like, I didn't really watch Arrow. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry. You kind of watch S.H.I.E.L.D.
You look here.
You do it all the time. It's amazing. I wish I had the ability. I'm envious.
Yeah, and
I can't do it. And I wish I could do it.
And the funny thing is that a lot of times when me and Roger talk, I can tell him what happened. It's like, cause sometimes it's like playing in the background and I recognize and pick up on voices and things like that.
Or more than likely, she just don't care.
That's true too now.
Which is more like, I can't not care. But, what else you been watching or playing?
The Walking Dead ended.
Yeah, great season finale halfway season
very,
finale.
Very, very distraught and hurt. Mm-hmm. Cause now my ass has to wait till February.
Oh no. It's longer than Scandal.
Yes, I looked at the TV and rolled my eyes. It was like, yeah, we're back in February. I was like, February? Why so long?
But it's so good though. It ended at a point where it made you want to see the next episode and you're like, yes. Damn, I gotta wait that long, right? So, I mean, that's better than the opposite where you have a season finale and you're like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Get this off my TV, you know? So,
season 2 of Lost for me.
See, right. Like, I remember Lost 2 being like, yeah, I was like, well, I guess I can be done with this if I can just make a clean break next year. And I didn't cause I had a disease, but still.
Yeah, you have a completion disease. I don't, you know, and that's one thing about me and Roger. I don't have the completionist disease. I look at it, but like, I don't give a fuck, walk away, go to sleep, take a nap, and just not pick the shit up. No more, never, never again. And I'll be fine with that. I don't have to see what happened to the end.
I do that in video games, but I have a shortcut. Like, if I feel a game, I'm stuck in a place and it's stupid that I'm stuck there because I felt like it was just a badly designed part of the game. I will hop on YouTube and watch the cinematic cut of the game. So I know what happened. So I'm sated, but I'm not going through that crap. I did that with the entire Assassin's Creed series. But I want to see what happens to Desmond.
Y'all are amazing. I can't do that.
Well, then don't feel bad.
I play, you know how many shitty hours of video games I play, like, man, I just want to see what happened, dog, and I got to play it myself.
Man, Rod, I'm right there with you, brother.
Yeah, I can't do the...
So many times, like, I have so many games that I still, like, I know I'm close to the end that I just haven't finished because I've gotten to that point where I know I got to finish to join or something, man.
Yeah, I'll be disgusted with a game.
They have good stories, but terrible gameplay. Brutal Legend, I thought was a very cute story, mm-hmm. and I wanted to see the end, but I hated playing an RTS on a console. I thought it was... First of all, it was a bait and switch. Mm-hmm. Like, F you, Tim Schafer, if you're listening, for having an action game demo and an RTS game. That is evil.
Evil.
And you pay for it in the beyond and in eternity. Ew. So I, after like a couple of the RTS battles, I was like, this is not enjoyable. So I just hopped on YouTube and watched the end.
Yeah, I think I might could do it if I was in that case, or I just wouldn't play the game or something. Karen, you were gonna say something.
I want to see that.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Karen, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna ask Najayla, what is a RTS?
Oh, real time strategy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I've probably played them before. I just don't know the,
yeah, you don't like them.
Okay. You know, and that's probably why I don't know the code. Like he said, if I don't like it, I just don't give a fuck. But I like RPGs. That's up my alley.
Yeah. RTS is different. It's like, yeah, move your army here and you need to have a support group of snipers.
Oh, no,
I love those type of games, Gerard.
You play RTS?
Yeah, I play them all the time, man. I get all the StarCrafts. I have like the XCOM games on Xbox. Like I love that. Like, first of all, I mean, the whole thing about like moving your troops across the field, especially with XCOM, like it feels right. Like you got to actually factor in cover. You got to factor in like your soldiers' abilities and stuff. Like, do you want to like throw down some fog or like throw down a smoke bomb to cover yourself? Mm-hmm. Or you got to watch so the aliens don't come around and like flank you and shit. There's like so much different things. And then on the other side of it, it's almost like playing SimCity because you got to build up your base as you're fighting like this global alien invasion inside the game. So like you got to build like laboratories to examine corpses, like you got to try to capture some of the aliens to perform, like to interrogate them, and then like you're trying to reverse engineer the stuff and the weapons that you can use to actually fight back the aliens. To me, I love those kind of games because I get to put so much into it. And they have a mode on there where it's called Iron Man, where you only get one save slot. And throughout the entire course of the game, you're playing with a bunch of different random soldiers. You can buy more soldiers in your army. And they rank up till they get to the rank of colonel. In Iron Man mode, if they die, that's it. They're done. You don't get that person back at all. Mm. And you can only keep going forward with the game. So it brings a lot, too, because like when I first did Iron Man mode, there were times I lost my a really good soldier, and I've sat there just like fucking heartbroken because like I would build this person up, and they're they were one of my best troops, and then I don't have them no more. And like, and it's tough because then you got to build up the smaller troops against like even harder enemies, like the weaker troops against harder enemies. So you're trying to build them back up. Like you need those more experienced troops to help out the other ones in the fight. And man, it's so deep and detailed. Like a lot of people won't get into it because it is like that real time strategy. But I mean,
I've tried, exactly. But honestly, I'm not even gonna try to like act like it's below me. It's above me. I tried and it was too hard, and I was like, yep, well, fuck this. Najayla, what were you gonna say?
I was saying, like, I think RTS is great on a PC, not so much on a console. Like, that's just me. I'm just, like, I love playing StarCraft. I love Warcraft. I love even, like, Ages of Empire, which is the shittiest one. Mm. But I just think console, like...
Ages of Empire alone, miss.
Hey,
That is a classic.
I still own it and I still play it.
I still have part two.
It makes my brain hurt. Like I start playing and then because like they it starts off simple. All the tutorials are all real simple. Like then you go forward to attack and you would like to have your supplies here, so you want to set your base there. Then all of a sudden out of nowhere it's like then the second army shows up and they're on the flank. What the fuck you gonna do now, nigga? You ain't think about this. I'm like, I didn't.
That happened to me all the time playing that game at first, and then I just had to learn how to play it.
Yeah, man, try to make my brain big, dog. I had to quit. Karen,
that's why I play them, man. They you know they really do. They really do help you out with that. So
Karen, what were you gonna say? Anything else?
I was gonna say. One.
Oh wait, we watched Legend of Korra too. The finale of that last time before we did the show,
which was great.
All right, go ahead.
I still haven't seen it. I've only seen up to the episode where they show the original Avatar. Like that was the last episode I saw, and I thought the episode was just freaking amazing.
So good.
That's one of the best stories.
That episode, like I was sitting here. And I think I was pretty messed up then. I think I was either drinking or high, and I was just watching the joint, and. I was like sitting on my floor looking at a cartoon, just mesmerized by the story that they were telling me. I mean, I thought that was like a beautiful story. And
It gets even crazier and even better the last couple episodes.
I got like 10 episodes of it sitting on my DVR for me, so I'll get around to it.
Najayla, were you going to say something about Legend of Korra?
I actually wanted to wait and marathon the entire thing because that's how I watched the original Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, don't, hey, you won't be disappointed either way, man. I actually like Avatar better marathoned because sometimes the stories are so quirky and they move in such small increments where you're like, well, nothing really happened this episode. And then like two episodes later, it pays off and you're like, oh my God, two episodes ago was the fucking most important thing ever.
That happened a lot when I was watching it on Netflix.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else, Karen?
Yes, I don't play the RTS games. Mm-hmm. I played that before. That shit, maybe my brain can't grasp it. It just makes no goddamn sense to me. Mm-hmm. I put it here, everybody dies. I put it there, everybody dies. I put X and checks here. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I was like, you know what? I'm out.
They did, back to something that Jayla said. They did the okie doke, for me with RTS with, Dragon Age. I think it was either Dragon Age 1 or 2. But like, first it's kind of like hack and slash. And then halfway through, it's like, now you need to command your party to go here. Now one of them has to go here to defend this point. But if he doesn't have his flame arrows, I'm like, what happened now?
I think that was the first one. I think that was the first Dragon Age. Because like, you have to separate your party up when, like, I think like to fight the Darkspawn at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. The second one was felt a lot more hack and slash because like they took a lot of the real time strategy elements out of it.
The last battle, you did have to do that. You have to like be a little more strategic with how you
You know what, you are right. Yeah, you are right. The last battle in that game, you do.
I
haven't played it in a while, so
yeah, it's like a game of chess. It is one of those things where
chess just with two s's. Oh. Not t. A game of chess. I think that's a Freudian slip. A Freudian slip because we have Najayla in the chat room. Karen's,
my bad.
Karen's like, it's like a game of titties. I mean, hold on. It's a game of breast.
I see the control jumping. My bad.
I've been watching that too, and I've been trying my best to keep my eyes off of it. I just want to go up, up, down, down, left, right.
I'm sorry.
And then Jayla would just punch the shit out of me like, touching my shit.
Right, getting knocked out.
Oh, no problem. So that, and also when Najayla was talking about playing a game and getting in the middle of it and it just like fucks up that some of the handheld years ago when I played handheld Zelders, I would get to a point where I would get stuck.
I don't know what's up with Karen's pronunciation today, guys.
With the Zelda, and it was what, four seasons? And it was a spot in it where you just got stuck and it was like a glitch in the game or something like that. And I got so frustrated. I was like, fuck this. I put it down and I never played a handheld Zelda again. I was like,
this is a loneliness from Zelda.
Yes, yes. And that was actually one of the better handhelds to me.
Anything else or?
Also, and I feel sorry for Najayla, but I've been playing my Xbox One and
now by playing, what do you mean? By
talking to it and telling it what to do. Because
you don't play any games. Yeah, you don't play any games.
No, that's my definition of playing. Like making a new avatar and playing and talking with it and waving at it and walk in the room and it says, hey, and I wave back and I'm in love and we go together, that type of thing.
Yeah,
I could have been with my Xbox One.
I feel so bad. I know. I'm so sorry.
It is so cool how it turns on and then it logs you in by just looking at you. It does feel really great. Like, and then
it's like it recognizes me.
And if Karen comes in the room, it'll say, "Hey, Karen," even while I'm logged in. And Karen always says, "Hey," back to it like it's a animal or something. But
move on. I gotta listen to Chris talk about this crap.
Oh no, I'm gonna. Oh, we gonna talk about it
all day tomorrow, man.
Oh, we gonna talk about it. I risked my life to order this Xbox, and you goddamn right, I want to talk about it. I was in the rain, filling out a Target application with mailing and everything on my phone. Driving. I'm gonna talk about it. That was the most dangerous, stupid thing I've ever done.
I didn't hear this story, but Chris told me like he didn't have to go through the crap that you did.
No, I signed up at this place called nowinstock.net to let me know when they were in stock. They send you an email. For about a week, I was getting these emails, and every time I would go to a site, it would be sold out, like within minutes. I'd be like, oh, Newegg has an Xbox One. I'd be like, yeah. And I get there, it's like, can't put it in your cart. Or I sold out. And then sometimes a couple times it even let me put it in my cart. And then right when I go to check out, I was like, no, there's been an error. We don't have this anymore. I'm like, no. So we were out after a Saturday after we did the show. Say that again, Jayla.
I think you could get them in Amazon, but you're on a waiting list.
Yeah, I did that. I added myself to the waiting list on Amazon too. And still nothing was happening because they weren't in stock at the time. And, so I was like, so I was in the car. We went to check the mail And while Karen was outside checking, like walking to the post box to check the mail, I got an email and it was like, hey, they got them in stock at Target. So I used my phone to go to Target.com and order my Xbox One. And the signal was so bad in our apartment complex. Like, it was dragging. I was like, I'm not going to get my console. So I'm driving. So I'm like, we have to get out of this apartment complex right now to somewhere where we can get a signal. So I'm just driving down the road, one eye on the street, one eye on my phone, weaving in and out of traffic. Oh, like, where can I get 3Gs? Where can I get 3Gs? And I couldn't get 3Gs anywhere, man. Like I drove a long time. So
What's like your normal cell phone signal in your apartment complex though?
3Gs, dog. Like it was, I don't know what was happening. I don't know if it was because it was raining. I don't know, dog. I was freaking out so bad because even like every time I was like, man, this shit's taking too long. It's not going to work. I would get to the next step, like right when I was going to turn my phone off and it would be like, it's still in your cart. Now you just need to put in your, how do you want to pay for it? You want to pay through such, I like literally put my email and password in for PayPal on my fucking iPhone in my hand driving. I put my mailing address in there. I selected expedited shipping. All oh, this shit.
The car too?
Yeah, Karen's in the car too.
I wasn't paying him attention at the time. I knew he was doing something.
Karen don't. I don't believe her. I think she knew what was up because
Karen put it in while you drove.
She don't because one.
He didn't ask me.
Here's why.
Didn't Karen drive?
And here's how you know that. Here's how you know that it was like some real crackhead behavior. I didn't trust her to do it right. Karen fucks up too much technological shit.
Man, this is your wife.
No, not trust that way. I mean, trust as in like, oh, did I accidentally hit reset? I didn't have any time for that. It was not a game for me. I put my life on the line for this shit.
I totally feel you, Rod.
Yeah, like, I would have been.
I see what you're saying.
He'd have been hot.
If I was in the car with my wife or something, and she was like, well, let me do it for him. I was like, nah, I got this. I can do both.
Yeah,
at the same
I would have been, and not to mention, we weren't in the 3G zone at any of this time. So I'm like, if we would have got the 3Gs, I would have been like, okay, I can pull over here. But we just kept, like, if we get a stoplight, and I'd be like, it's not 3Gs. What the fuck is going on? Why is it 3Gs?
The world was conspiring against you that day.
Well, it worked out in the end, and we ended up getting it. So, yeah, I've been playing Call of Duty, which I was surprised. No one covered this or talked about it. Oh, go ahead, Najayla.
Did you get Killer Instinct?
Did I make Karen what?
Did you get Killer Instinct?
Oh, I did get Killer Instinct. I haven't bought the whole thing yet, but I did get the trial, which is like you get one character for free. But I hear good stuff, and I played it a little bit. I play Call of Duty. Nobody's talked about this, but I think it's kind of big news. Did you guys know you could be a woman in the game now?
No.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went online, and the default was a woman.
A lot that this is the first Call of Duty where there is... You could be a woman.
I guess
also punch a dog in the face.
Yes, I did kill a dog. I've killed a few dogs now. But I'm like Mike Vick of Call of Duty, guys, okay? But the thing is, I didn't... did you know the default online character is a woman?
That I did not know.
Yeah, like I was dying and I was like, man, I sound pretty dainty for a dude. Because like, you know, they still have to put in all the dying and death for you. No matter what, right? So I'm dying, and it was like, oh! I was like, what was that? Ah! Or I'd fall and be like, ah! I'm like, that is a tennis-like grunt. And finally, I looked at the kill cam. I was like, oh, I'm a chick! Look at me! And I was going around killing people as a chick. It was awesome. But yeah, I thought that was cool, man. I'm surprised it took them so long to, like, kind of do that. Maybe they were literally waiting for... Doma to get Don't Ask Don't Tell to get refilled or something. I don't know. They were just like, no dude wants to see this.
Oh, and do you want to share the our Best Buy story?
Hold on 1 second. Also, I can turn you can pick your color of your guy now. So I'm a black dude now. I don't think you could personalize it on the level like that before. So
nah, I don't think you could.
Yeah, remember because you just
not
show
that
up. It's
specific
like
anyway.
Yeah, you're African now. You're this now. But now you can like pick and be like, I'm gonna be a black dude every time I show up. Speaking of which, shout out to all the racists. They are still around. Not as racist though on the Xbox One yet. I don't know if it's just because it cost a lot to get one, so racists are typically more poor, so it's, you gotta wait till the console lowers. But
I'm hoping they jump to PS4 so I don't have to deal with them.
Yeah, I've had some pretty good racism. One dude says, black guy with tips, huh? I don't believe you. Yeah, I just started laughing. I said, that's good. But, yeah, I don't really, but have y'all ever noticed with the races on like Xbox Live and stuff? If you don't respond to them, after a while, you kind of realize that they're just lonely. Like, it got kind of sad.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I wouldn't respond to him because I don't respond to racism. If he would have said, hey, how you doing? Want to join my clan? I would have been like, cool, no problem. But he was like, you know, black guy with tips, for kind of, why I got the black guy, and he's over and over. And he's like, I know you hear me. Come on, I see your mic zone. Just go ahead. What's going on? You're not going to say nothing back? You're really not going to talk? You don't have anything to say to me? Like, you're not going to talk back to me? Someone, please just talk to me. I was like, I'm not going to say anything, you asshole.
Well, he really went like that?
Yeah, no, it wasn't as, but it, by the end, it really was like, you're not going to talk? You don't have anything to say? It's like, why would I respond to racism, asshole? Oh.
You know, that's kind of funny because it's like a lot of people just be like, yo, hey, if you just ignore racism, it'll go away. You know, and that's, in that situation, it actually did.
Yeah, and I never do that in real life. So it was, maybe I've been doing it wrong. Maybe everybody was right. I should have just said, sir.
Sexism
too? Does it work? I don't know. I was a chick in the game.
You don't like react to it, then they go, oh, she must like me, and then you get like a whole bunch of messages like, hey, where do you live, how big your boobs are.
That's what I should have did.
Oh,
I should have been like, I don't see color, sir.
That's why you make a female character in every game, because I swear, like, the first character I had in Grand Theft Auto was a female character, and yeah, I would get random like messages from like guys, and they're like, hey, so are you really a female? Hey, are you really a female?
Wow.
And
I'm like,
and part of me once was like, you know, I might want to go along to see what just happens and shit. And I ain't.
No, that, you don't want to go down that hole, sir.
Yeah, that shit happened to me when I played Final Fantasy online too.
And so the fact that there was somebody with a female character that was actually female, they're like, oh my God, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. Then they found out that like, I was like, not white. I just got like a Hombok for free.
So, oh no, it's a black girl. We can go back to
yeah. Nothing to see here, guys.
Boss and this guy.
She's black. Sorry. Oh man, that's terrible. She's not
white, light.
As far as what I've been watching,
I'm Asian, so they gave me stuff. They thought I was a little chocolate dip geisha.
Oh, there you go. You gotta use the fetish against them, man. Use it for your benefit. As far as, Call of Duty, I've enjoyed. I just got it because I would like to have one on this console, but it actually turned out to be a pretty good game. Forza, I don't really play driving games unless they're the cartoony, like Need for Speed kind. So I'm not sure if I'm sold on this, but, you know, it is a pretty game. I'll say that much. Also Battlefield 4. Say that again, Jayla.
Like, when I look at the car racing games, like, it kind of looks like it's, like a demo for how well they can animate textures and how well they can do light effects.
It is. It's definitely
it's beautiful.
Like, I'll beat a race and then watch the replay because it's just so pretty. You know what I mean? But, as far as having like exhilarating feelings of driving, I don't get that.
I'm terrible driving at
games. I prefer Need for Speed for that, type of adrenaline boost with the nitro and all that shit. What else? Battlefield 4, I haven't gotten into enough, but how could I pass it up? These motherfuckers were like, if you turn in the other one, we'll give you the new one for $10. I was like, of course I want that game. Like, it's $10. It's a fucking $10 game. Thank you. And Madden, which I'm actually enjoying. It's probably the best Madden I've played in years.
Yeah, you stopped buying them, didn't you?
Yeah, I stopped buying them a while back. But this is the first one I've enjoyed in a while. And NBA 2K is pretty much the banner franchise right now for me because it just looks so good.
It's beautiful.
Did you do post-game interviews?
Yes, they did. I went to halftime. Listen, I know that next gen is not really here yet. You know what I mean? Like, these games aren't truly capturing everything next gen. But nigga, when they went to halftime and they interviewed my coach and he sounded like I know that nigga sounds in real life, I said, hold up.
Yeah.
Cause they interviewed Mark Jackson. I said, that dude sounds just like Mark Jackson.
They probably paid people to actually.
Yeah. I don't know if they got the guys. I don't know how they did it. I just know when the motherfuckers went to halftime, he really showed us like, you know, I just told him make a grown man move and go to the hole. I was like, Mark Jackson does say that. all right, man. And then watching Arrow, obviously Agents of Shield, which just had its fall finale. I enjoy Agents of Shield, but I just recognize that it's an 8 o'clock show. Mm-hmm. So I think people might expect a little bit more adult fare from it.
You're not getting,
and we're not going to get that. It's,
nope. Unless you get to the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it's basically PG-13 the show. So,
I find it less risky than even like Sleepy Hollow.
It is less risky. Like, doesn't Sleepy Hollow come on like at 9 or something?
I have no idea.
Sleepy Hollow comes on at 9 o'clock, yeah. On right after Almost Human. The thing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like the main complaint I've been seeing, because I enjoy the show.
Me too.
People pretty much say that it feels kind of hokey, and a lot of people like the darkness of Arrow, and they're kind of comparing it to, or they want more superheroes in it. But the thing is, you got to realize the show was never meant to be about the superheroes itself. It was supposed to be about S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. has never been about superheroes. Yeah. So people probably got that wrong conception from that.
Read the comic. Like,
or that too. Yeah.
Comic. It was more like an X-Files comic than.
Yes.
But not like X-Files, like Monster of the Week episode. Like, X-Files, we're going to talk about bureaucracy.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And then, even then, you also got to look at. Like, I know a couple people were saying, well, it's not as dark, or they're like, it's too hokey, it's not as dark. But I'm like, you know what? The Marvel Universe isn't really dark at all. And if you think about it, some of the comedy in that is also kind of hokey. But you know what? Everyone accepts it when it's in the Avengers or Iron Man or Thor or something like that. But when they're doing it on a TV show, it's like, oh, we're not getting enough yet. Or, I mean, you got 22 episodes and you're already asking, oh, you guys need to tell me what happened to Agent Coulson. Oh, you guys need to explain what happened to Scott. I'm like, dog, no, it's like, they have 22 episodes for the season. They still have another 12 episodes to do. They have a ton of material to get out there. Mm-hmm. Just give the show time and just watch it. Stop trying to get like answers to every fucking thing in one episode.
Yes. And my thing too, Kevin, Roderick does that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast that airs weekly at Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Spreecast.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that the last show, I went in and I listened to it live, the part I couldn't. What upsets me sometimes, it's like people don't want a story to be told to them. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to be patient when somebody's telling you a story. When they mm-hmm. told you Goldilocks, they don't tell you the end of the story. You have to see what she goes through to get to the bears.
And it's like people are also like expecting certain things. Like they wanted Sky and War to hook up. Now they're not hooking up at all.
Well,
this whole other dynamic here. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people expect relationships. They expect certain characters to do this, or
I don't think you should have expected relationships, seeing as this is a procedural kind of show that happens in the workplace.
Nah, I'm not expecting a relationship at all. I mean, there is a relationship there. No one's really talking. No one really talks about it between Fitz and Simmons. Like, you can clearly tell they are in love with each other. Like, they finish each other's sentences almost every single episode up until, like, well, when she saw the black dude on the show. Then she just kind of like, oh, I want some chocolate. But, but for the most part, yo, they are in love. They finish each other's sentences. They try to save each other when they can. Like, there is a romance there. They're not getting a romance that people want, or they're not just...
They have a very intimate relationship, but that could be a platonic relationship.
Yeah, we don't even know that that is a romantic relationship. Like, honestly. But I do enjoy the... First of all, it's a TV show starring... 5 or 6 hot people. I expect there to be some romance somewhere. Like, I'm okay with that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, speaking of hot, I watched the Street Fighter, the movie the other day. Melinda May looks just like she did back in the day when she played Chun-Li.
That lady is 50 years old, dog.
Like, she is Asian and did not age one bit.
Black don't crack.
I don't know whose soul she is secretly stealing in her basement, but I need to be on that tip. She looks fucking amazing.
Black don't count. You don't crack. And yellow don't metal. That's what I say.
Oh, yellow, Lord.
Metal. Yeah. Reach, like, maybe 70 and then we shrink like raisins.
Whatever. She hot.
And live to be like 102.
Someone in the chat room said the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s ratings fell a lot this week.
It's lowest rating ever. But it is the number one watched show in Canada.
Yeah, it's all. But here's the thing, though. People, like, it's been coming in second in that time slot. which ain't bad. You know what I mean? Like, it came in second to like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer last week. But it's Christmas and everybody watches Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that has kids with that. Like, is like, I think people are being extremely hard on the show's ratings when it, like, it's clearly not,
they're expecting it to be so great because it ties in with this blockbuster movie franchise that's made over $1 billion worldwide.
Well, it's not just that. No one talks about,
I really do.
Kev, let me finish. The last 2 weeks, it was up. No one had anything to say for 2 weeks. Then it's like, yeah, you know, the ratings really dropped last week. No. It's like, well, is that really fair to say? Cause it has to drop from something. So if it's dropping from being the second in the time slot weekly to being second, but not as close second, I don't know. I think people kind of want to see the show fail or something. I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing.
Just want to see it fail. I mean, there are people who have like Google Hangouts just to piss on the show every week.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like, I actually had to kind of check my castmates on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast to be like, if you guys are saying you like the show, which I, you know, if that's how you feel, how can we do a show every week that is overly negative? Because I wouldn't feel like we, like, I think objective third party people listen, and I think there's a problem with nerd shit in general. Objective third party people listen to way too much nerd, like, podcasts and stuff like that. They come off like they are snarky and dislike all nerd stuff, and it's like, I don't feel that way. So I try to do a job on the show and represent myself where I would like people to know that I'm overall I'm positive on nerd shit, and I'm glad that we're living in a golden age. Even when I have a problem with something, I don't want it to become the only thing I talk about when I talk about that show, because I don't think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a perfect show, but I do find it entertaining and I have watched every episode. So, you know, same with The Walking Dead. A lot of shows, I don't think they're Arrow. I don't think Arrow's perfect, but I'm entertained, so I won't just harp on everything bad about the show.
And I love a lot of things as much as a lot of nerds hate a lot of things. And there's some things where I will just have to do Avenger initiative on a lot of shit. Like, I'm like that about The Walking Dead. I don't give a fuck how much you hate The Walking Dead. I look at you and roll my eyes and block you and keep it pushing because I really, really just enjoy the hell out of it. And I don't want you over here raining on my parade crying.
Right. So, but like I said, I think there's people get off from like the attention they get from being negative about it too, because
people
will tune in to whatever you have to say if you say some fucked up. Like, if you just like, I would piss on Michael Bay's face, like, people will tune in for that every time, because it's like, yeah, I want to piss on his face too, man.
But
what
if
else
you say,
are you
I
do
love
to
it, it's the best thing ever, yeah, and it goes next.
Right, exactly. But like, whenever we watch Walking Dead and I live tweeted or something, if I'm like, wow, you know, I actually like these setup episodes of The Governor, like, they're not killing any zombies. Like, okay, well, I don't know what we're going to discuss now.
Walking Dead, like, it's not, the zombies are like background characters.
Yes, they are.
They're like shrubs, but killer shrubs.
Right. They shouldn't be like, oh, this week was great because they killed 70 zombies. Like, that's not what's going to, it'll get tired real quick.
Yes.
I'm going to try to zoom through the news because we've been talking for a while. But 3DS got an update. It supports the Miiverse and combines eShop balances. So now people can understand what it's like to have the Xbox Live Arcade, but on a Nintendo platform. So,
which I never will get.
Okay. Microsoft explains that, I noticed on Xbox One, when you look at like arcade games and stuff like that, you can't download a demo anymore.
Oh.
Right. On the Xbox 360, they had a policy in the store, like, you can't sell this game without providing a demo for it. And pretty much everybody adhered to it. Now, I think it's not an explicit policy on the Xbox 360, but, people do it because the marketplace demands so. If Activision's giving a trial for their shit, then people are gonna make Capcom do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since there's not enough games really, on the Xbox One arcade yet, there's like two games, I think, maybe three. There's like a Dragon game, there's, a golf game, Power Star Golf, and then there's Peggle 2, which just dropped Monday. Because they don't have the competition, and because Xbox doesn't demand it, they're not providing demos, so people are just like, you have to either buy the game or not play it at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
That changes the entire, like, gaming culture. Like, I will not buy a game without the demo. Like,
yeah. Yeah, because yeah, I don't want to waste that money. Why? It's a lot of shit that's not going to sell. There might be greatness that I'm like, I'm not going to buy that.
I am spoiled. I remember, I don't know if you, this might, you know what? I'm just going to age myself. Who gives a fuck? I used to buy PlayStation Magazine for the demo disc.
Yep, me too.
Like that quarterly demo disc that you get where you're like, oh, a level of Crash Bandicoot. That was me. All day I would go get that shit. So,
cause I was like, I gotta know what I'm purchasing.
Yeah, you can't take the demos away from me. Have y'all heard that Andrew Garfield, this is a rumor, that it's possible that he may not be in Spider-Man 4? Amazing Spider-Man 4?
Oh.
He's planning on being in the first three. He said something this summer that I thought was
to have the Miles Morales ultimate Spider-Man.
Dog, that's what I was just about to say. Ooh. He said something earlier this year that I thought made great sense. He was like, by the time a fourth Spider-Man movie comes out, I'm gonna be old as shit.
Yeah, and it's like, why for somebody else to do it?
Yeah, why would I keep doing this?
It's only like 30 or something, or 20,
right? But
he's 27 or something.
Yeah, but I think he said a teenager,
right? Because he's playing a high schooler now.
Yes.
He said by the time he's like the fourth movie comes out in real life, he'll be 30 something and he'll have to like kind of move on.
Dude still looks young though.
Yeah.
He does.
Baby face for a while.
I wonder, but do you guys think if you were planning out movies, your plan would be like, I expect 35-year-old Andy Garfield to look like 17 still.
Well, I think they should do it like the Harry Potter film. Like they had a very short time to make 8 movies and they did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they filmed everything. Well, they are speeding through these movies. Like they're already working on the next movie and stuff for this franchise, but how fast can you go and keep up quality, you know?
Well, that's true. It's actually kind of the same, because I mean, Harry Potter had the books and it's The Amazing Spider-Man. They have decades upon decades of storylines to go from.
Well, Andy Garfield is 30 right now.
Oh, he is 30.
Okay. That dude does not look 30, man. Not at all.
So what if he hits that, what if he messes around and hits that wall, man? Mm-hmm. And then, like, in 2017, we're like, yo, dog, you look 50.
Dumb old face, like the son on Nip Tuck. He looked like the face of, like, a 50-year-old. But the mannerisms, the body of a 22-year-old, it was weird.
Right. Like, what if he hits that Meg Ryan wall where suddenly he's no longer America's sweetheart? Like, will we? Anyway, the reason that I'm actually pro this is Najayla hitting at it first. I won't see me some Miles Morales.
Yeah.
And if that means we get Miles Morales in Amazing Spider-Man 4, I'm good. Kill him now. Kill Andy now. I'm good right now. Like, I'm that cold-blooded about it.
If they have the balls to kill Gwen Stacy, because I thought they were going to do it in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she fell and he yanked her back up, I'm like, oh, he just snapped that poor girl's neck. And then she was like, oh, she's alive. And I was like, oh.
They were clearly teasing us. Like, don't you know, like, don't you just feel like she's dying in this one?
Maybe.
I feel like she's dying, man. Like, I just, and I like that actor as Gwen Stacy. I like the way she's written.
Chemistry.
They did have great chemistry. I agree. Yeah.
I like the fact that they didn't make Gwen Stacy just as intolerable cunt.
Yes. I hate when they do that in the books. Like, they always make it seem like, why would he like her in the books? Like, she's mean. She's a bad kid. Like, she doesn't care about anything.
Well, that's who Stan Lee wanted him to originally be with from the get-go. Like, that's what he always said. Like, Gwen Stacy was always his supposed to be Peter Parker's one true love.
Well, it makes sense in the context of this new movie franchise. It comes off way better than before when she was, like, the anti-MJ, which didn't really make sense to me. But yeah, he might not be in Spider-Man 4, man. I don't care about this story. Xbox One got a required update already, which is pretty cool, because I like the idea that next gen is kind of be like our computers, where
you don't have an option.
Well, not just that you don't have an option, but it shuts down and it goes like, update, here's an update for your shit. You know, like, you guys, like, they're getting feedback and adjusting it as is. Like, the reason I didn't want to get a console early was because I figured they would have to, like, adjust things, but it's actually run pretty smoothly. And you know, some of the stuff that they've changed, I mean, it's not major changes as of yet, but they have even more changes that they're planning to do in the future. And I hopefully it addresses some of the issues and makes it even better than it could be.
What did the update do?
This one addressed smart glass standby issues, like you know, I can take my tablet and control the Xbox and the TV phone? Now. Yeah.
You can do that at launch. Not that I got smart glass.
Oh, it could do it. It could do it, but there were some issues with, like, when it was on standby time, where it would disconnect if you took it, you know, if you put it down for too long and stuff. Multiplayer problems when rejoining games. I haven't experienced that problem, but I also got mine, like, a couple days before the patch came out. Notification glitches. I guess there was some with that. Dashboard performance and the console's wireless networking driver. It also updates the TV system update and content update services. I haven't experienced these issues, but like I said, we only had it for a couple of days before this patch came out. So, and what you had to do was, if your console was on the instant on, which most people should have it on, unless you worry about the NSA seeing your titties, which, hey,
they already seen them.
I'm gonna tell you right now, they're gonna see them.
Sure, most of the internet's seen my titties by now.
But if you
I haven't seen your titties yet. I'm just saying.
I like, yeah.
Bitch.cammodels.com.
Yeah, what was that again?
Go to her website, blazingbitch.com.
I'm going there right now. And then, fine, I'll go look at your titties too.
Check out contact
them. Go to Najalery.com for titties.
Oh, Najalery.com.
Actually, Rod, I'm going to probably hop off in a minute. I got to help my friend clean off her car.
Oh, well, you can go right now, man. Get out of here.
Oh, okay.
Bye. No problem, thanks, Kev.
Thank you, Kevin.
thanks, Kev. All right, peace.
Always a pleasure talking with y'all.
Always. Right, peace.
Jesus Christ. So glad that guy's gone. Anyway.
The better person than me. I'm looking at everybody that I know clean off their cars. I'm just getting close, like comfier and comfier.
I don't blame you.
Do you have a car in New York, Najayla?
Oh.
Okay.
I must say, most people I know up there don't have vehicles. They're like, why?
My vehicle is New Jersey Transit and the MTA. I have no reason to have a car.
And you never had to clean them off.
Exactly.
But yeah, to get the update, all you had to do was have your console in the instant on, where you just, instant on means you walk in the room and say Xbox on and it'll turn on. It powered down. Then the next day, like, instant on wouldn't work. You just go touch the console and turn it on, and then it does the update. For people that did not have instant on, they had to manually get it, and it takes a couple more extra days to get it.
But why wouldn't you have it on? Like, I don't come.
It really seems like there's a big disconnect between gamers who just want the console to do what it used to do, and people who want to, like, step forward into the future. I happen to be one of those people that wants to step forward
to the future. Yes.
I want to totally Minority Report my TV at some point.
Me too.
Like, I would love to live in that world. And I feel like,
yeah, you have some people that's like, no, I don't want it to do shit but just play games.
Yeah. And so that's why you can turn it off, because people were freaking out, like, why does it gotta always be on? What if I'm not always on the internet?
Like, Microsoft shouldn't have caved in, because people like, I don't think so either. Freaked out, like, oh, they're gonna be looking at you and they're gonna do this, do that. And I was like, okay, and yeah,
right. I agree so much.
Yeah, I don't think they should have caved either. And the thing about it, and I know there's people that got PlayStation 4 that are happy with their PlayStation 4s, but what they fail to realize is that it's $100 cheaper because they took this function and option away from you guys.
Yeah. I agree with the jailer though too, because if they hadn't caved, I wouldn't have to get up and put a fucking disc in my thing.
Ain't that the truth?
I would love to not even have to do that. Like,
lost that cloud computing capability. So it's really going to change the course of this console.
Well, you know what it makes me wonder though, Jayla? Is if they'll just integrate it slowly over time anyway.
They will. They will.
I do think they will.
Because they can.
Yeah, well, also because.
Yeah, but I think they're just going to repackage it and do, like, better PR to make people want it.
Not to mention, as you start playing it, I think if you buy the console and you start seeing the benefits of what they were trying to do immediately, you're like, oh, yeah, I could have just said Xbox Play this game instead of fucking getting up, putting in a fucking disc and switching it over. Like, I could just do that. It's already downloading every game to my hard drive anyway, you know? So anyway, I hope they do figure something out. Gran Turismo 6, for some reason, the sales were 5 times lower than Gran Turismo 5, which it's not good because that's a Sony first party title.
Oh, well, I wonder why.
I don't know.
I thought that was a launch title for the
PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah. So don't you get it with the console? So maybe they're not counting people who get packaged?
They said it was released a week after the launch of the PS4.
Oh, okay.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe people just weren't excited about it. Maybe because they couldn't get it at launch, they didn't pick it up.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Because they was like, well, it didn't come with the console. Why? I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Well, it's just weird. That's all. I don't know why it's and that's in the UK that it's much lower. So I don't know why, but I just saw that
right over there anyways.
Yeah. I mean, what do they got? The Autobahn, whatever.
On the wrong side of the road.
Yeah. Move over. Your Euro. NSA can listen to Xbox Live and World of Warcraft communications. They were trying to find terrorists or something. I don't know. And looking at people have sex, probably. Who knows? Checking on their exes.
Al Qaeda agents are like, hey, we're going to totally bring down the West.
Yeah.
With gold farming.
Yeah. Hop on Xbox Live and let's talk about the latest jihad. Okay, cool. Just get in a party with me.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how big it is. It's probably like 0.5% and that's what they're looking
here's for. My theory, guys, and I haven't seen anybody say this yet, so maybe I've missed it, but here's my theory. Niggas at the NSA want to play some World of Warcraft and some Xbox. Mm-hmm. And that's the theory.
Yeah, they're doing it on company time and not being fired for
they were like, hey,
it.
Man,
fighting strip clubs and liquor stores.
Exactly. What if they're in the champagne room? Only, it's only one way to know, right?
We got to go in.
Yeah, give me $250, man. We don't talk about stuff like this enough because it doesn't happen enough. But I would be remiss if I left this out of the broadcast. Did you guys know Electronic Arts got a perfect score from the Human Rights Campaign?
Uh-oh, what happened?
They scored, again, they've done it before, 100% on the Human Rights Campaign Best Places to Work in 2014.
Oh.
The national benchmarking tool on corporate policies and how they relate to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender employees.
And that's a good thing. And also, I think that their games are demonstrating this because, what is it? Mass Effect. How you could be.
I don't think is Mass Effect Electronic Arts?
I thought Mass Effect is EA.
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
Well, that might change my statement.
Say again to Jayla.
I was like, I'd check, but it's like all the way across the room.
It's all right. I'm sitting right at the computer. It'll be fine. Yeah, I guess you're right, Karen. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. Mass Effect is Electronic Arts. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this statement, and I think that what you said is profound for the fact that Mass Effect had you could marry men could marry men. Women can marry women, you know.
You could be a woman.
Yeah, you could be a woman. So I think that these people are coming in and like, hey, there are people in your gaming community that you never looked at before that you need to address them as gamers also, and they're being more open to this. And when they got scrutinized for it, they basically gave gamers the middle finger. It was like, we're gonna put this shit out. You don't have to date men. You don't have to date women. You could do what you want to, but if you want to marry a man and you want to marry a woman, you have these options. And I think as gaming goes on, I think they're gonna set the standard for being more open to the community and kind of knocking down those barriers from that good old boy testosterone dick slinging contest that everybody has when it comes to video games.
Mm. No, it was interesting. Electronic Arts has actually kind of slammed before. Not for, you know, how they treat, you know, gay, lesbians, and trans, but just how they treat their employees in general. Like, they're kind of having the sweatshop equivalent to coding.
Yes, I've heard that before.
Where they were like, oh, well, you could just be at your desk all day. We have a gym downstairs. So they just wanted their people to code, work out, for like 30 minutes, take a shower, go back to coding. Mm-hmm. And it was like being a farm animal.
The world is complex, is what I'm trying to teach everybody here at the Black Owl Tips Premium Network. I've heard the same thing about them overworking people for like developing and demos and testing and things of that nature. But I had never heard that they give $1.65 million of their Humble Bundle to the Human Rights Campaign or the American Cancer Society. I mean, you know, this is a complex world, man. It's hard to hate. You know, I just want to, like, can't they just be completely evil, completely good, and then that way I could pick my spots?
Well, they, like, use almost slave labor-like conditions to make the world a better place.
Right. They're like, so, okay. Like,
the Darth Vader of electronic conglomerates.
They're like, okay, listen. Yes, these are five-year-olds, and they're putting together this game. I understand that that's wrong. But we also are for same-sex marriage. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to burn this. I'm going to burn this half down. Yeah. And I'll be back. But, I just thought that was cool, though. Mm-hmm. Did you guys watch the VGX Awards?
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. I was so awkward. And Joe McHale is my white goo and everything, but I wanted to pop him in the mouth.
Yeah, I heard it was bad. I didn't even get to watch it. I just heard it was
very uncomfortable. And what was weird is, like, you had two hosts. One, gaming journalist was his pedigree. Then Joe McHale, if you watch interviews with him or even follow him on Twitter, he just likes games and Walking Dead and nerd stuff, Game of Thrones. Like, that is stuff that he is genuinely into. Mm-hmm. So I thought he was going to be a good host. And then he just had this, like, too cool for school, I don't know why I'm doing this nerd shit, you guys suck, and everybody watching this sucks. Just mocking the entire show to its face, even though that was a production that looked like they never did a run through. There was no practice. It was just stuff. They had a loiter squad, and they didn't even know what was up and what was down. They couldn't read a teleprompter. It was terrible.
It sounds like they couldn't get Chris Hardwick, and then they had to get Joel. And I also heard that there were issues with, like, the teleprompter, and people were reading his lines instead of him and stuff like that.
And then they had the live Twitter feed that they were supposed to be reacting to. And, of course, the whole Twitter feed was, this sucks. You guys are terrible. Why did you fact? It was just people roasting the show.
And they were angry.
What was happening?
When are people going to learn you cannot harness Twitter like that?
No, you can't.
Twitter is not your friend. You cannot be like, we're going to live respond to. No, R. Kelly tried that shit.
Yeah.
What was that bank that tried that shit? Some bank that got in trouble for fucking, for stealing everybody's money.
Bank of America.
It was some, I can't remember, but they were like, we're going to do question and answer. And everybody's like, yeah, what'd you do with our money? Like, don't do that. Anyway, but the winners of the awards were Grand Theft Auto 5 won Game of the Year. Studio of the Year was Naughty Dog.
I like Naughty Dog.
BioShock Infinite got Best Shooter, which I think is I don't understand how that happened, because it's not a very good shooter. It's a very good game, but the shooting mechanics in BioShock have always been too suck. Best action adventure game was Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. I'm very surprised by that, because Tomb Raider should have won that shit.
But, you know, Ubisoft had a lot more presence at the award, and they have more presence on that network, and I really think that's...
Okay, that makes sense.
Because I was really shocked at that, too, because I think clearly the game that was more innovative and had more impact would have been Tomb Raider.
Yeah, and I think there was another game. Well, I don't, maybe they classified The Last of Us as something different, but that got huge reviews. So that was a little weird that the fourth Assassin's Creed, it's probably like the sixth, but the fourth Assassin's Creed game wins Best Action Game. Okay. Best Sport, NBA 2K14. I guess it's between that and FIFA at this point every year. Those are the only...
Two games that people, matter.
Yeah, Madden's kind of just a clone of itself every year, and there's no other NBA game because NBA Live is to suck. Gone Home got best independent game. I didn't play it, so
I really think Papers, Please should have been the best independent game.
Okay, I haven't played that. Is that on Xbox Live or
no? I think you only get it on Steam and like other kind of downloadable express places like that.
Okay.
Basically, Papers, Please, you are a border agent, and your job is to try to, you have to either pass or deny people. So you'll sit there looking at their papers, reviewing it, and you could deny, like, a family with, like, a dying baby.
Oh, my God. But
you might... If you are too emotional about it and you let them in because you think, oh, this poor dying baby, then you find out that the dad really was a terrorist and you let the terrorists in the country. Like,
Wow. Okay.
It is a game that plays with your mind and your emotions and makes you question your own humanity.
That's pretty intense. Best role-playing game was Nino Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch, which is, I think, is a PlayStation exclusive. Injustice Gods Among Us won Best Fighting Game. And Best Driving Game was Forza Motorsports 5. Which I think just came out, which is, okay. Best DLC, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. That was the best DLC for me, personally, this year. Cause they pretty much remixed that game into an 80s mashup that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Best Xbox game, Brothers of Teller Two Sons. I didn't play it, but it's gotten really great, reviews. Yeah. I forgot the Borderlands 2 DLC was good too. That's close. Best PlayStation game, The Last of Us. Best Nintendo game, Super Mario 3D World. PC game, Gone Home. Handheld game, Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. Casual game, Animal Crossing New Leaf.
I would love to play that.
That as casual, that thing takes over your life and your schedule.
You know, casual. Well,
then I'm glad I don't play it. Dude.
Casual games as a genre are not casual at all. They need to come up with a new name for that genre, like most addictive, money sucking game in your life. Like, because it's always like, oh, you know, it's a good casual game, Candy Crush. 6 weeks later, when you just have a beard and you're like in a bathroom hooked to the fucking
I have to delete that off my phone.
Yeah, it's not casual. Like, what's casual about being a crackhead?
Yeah.
Best voice actors both came from The Last of Us, the father and the daughter, I guess, or the father and the little girl. Grand Theft Auto 5 got best soundtrack. I mean, I don't know how you beat that. It's
ain't that the truth. 3,000 songs.
Yeah, it's 8 million songs on there. First time you hop in a car and Party All the Time's on, it's over. Best song in a game, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and Bioshock Infinite. But most anticipated game is Titanfall.
A lot of people are going to be highly disappointed.
Yeah, I hope that's good. I've been seeing some previews.
Good. I've been waiting for a good mech game since, like, the Mech Warrior days.
Yes, mech games always have the controls wrong. They're clunky. I never feel like a badass like I'm supposed to.
I have like the big like $250 Mech Warrior panel where there's like a switch for like your windshield.
Yes.
So I was strangely really into Mech Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at Titanfall, even though I know there's a lot of like classic FPS elements to it. Once I saw the mech, I was like, please, 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 baby Jesus, give me a nice mech experience.
Character of the year went to the Lettice twins from Bioshock Infinite. That's a little, I don't know, man. I thought maybe it would have went to somebody from The Last of Us or something. And Plants vs. Zombies 2 is about time. Also, I wonder if character of the year couldn't go to Lara Croft because she's not new, maybe? I don't
know.
Maybe so. That is new character because it is a revamp of the character.
Yeah, I would have counted it. I don't know. I think this whole thing's shady. So apparently, Najayla sent us this, the PS3 is the porn console king and the 360 is indeed for teens.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. What does your console choice say about your sexual fetish? Shortly after the PS4 launched, Pornhub announced that it was the first porn site to fully support the PS4.
Oh, they was on it.
The Storktoy reached out to the Pornhub following the announcement and got a load of interesting facts and breakdowns on console porn viewership. According to Pornhub Vice President Corey Price, Pornhub is targeting consoles for website support because that is where some of our users today prefer to access our site, and our aim is to offer a great user experience across all platforms.
And that's smart.
At least percentage-wise, this intersection of porn and consoles rings true. The PS3, PS4, Wii, and Xbox 360 users who visit the site have a lower bounce rate than average traffic. They're more likely to visit more pages rather than split after coming to the site. All four consoles also have a longer visit duration than average traffic, though that could come from the consoles being less efficient than PC visitation. It's hard enough typing on the Xbox 360, but with one hand, yeah, they're right. That's why I prefer the Xbox 360 streaming function, where I can just like stream from my computer to my Xbox and watch the porn that I've downloaded on my computer.
Yeah, and but what they're not saying too is that they're gonna stay longer. Yes, because now I can watch you on my 40-50-inch TV in the luxury of my own home. I'm not in the rush. I'm not having to shut down my phone, shut down my laptop. I'm already decided that I'm gonna hang with you for a few hours.
Right, I'm never going back. Like, I don't know how people do that. Like, how do you go back to the laptop or your phone? That's like,
I think the phone is just good. Like, you know, you're in the middle of it, and you just know it's not happening. He needs a little help. So you're like, you know what? Just put the phone on my butt. Just watch whatever's going to get you off so I can go to sleep.
Yeah, that's different. But I mean, like, if you're by yourself and you got to jack off on your phone, it feels like savage behavior. Like, I would feel like my life, I made bad choices and I should be able to jack off to my TV at this point because I'm an adult, grown ass man. The lion's share of console porn viewing comes from PS3. Which accounts for 55% of console traffic, to the Xbox 39% and the Wii's limp 6%.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of...
I guess I would hope that the Wii would be low, because I'm assuming kids have that.
Yes.
Yeah, but what I think is also interesting is that the Nintendo Wii also has a very strong female ownership.
Oh, wow. And it's only 6%?
But I think a lot of those women are also mothers, so
yeah, so they're like, nope, turning all these functions
and
off.
You don't want to do anything with those sticks and stuff, because you know your kids gotta play with those.
There is a pleasure device called the Moju Wijo.
Mm-hmm.
You connect to Wiimotes for pleasuring yourself and a partner that could be up to a couple countries away.
Wow. What really sticks out is the kind of porn people had on their Xbox and different consoles. It changed per console. Xbox number one porn is teen. PS3 is MILF. PS4 is MILF. When Nintendo Wii, hentai.
Not surprising.
I was going to make that joke, and I'm glad I didn't, because it turned out to be true.
Yeah.
Regular traffic, teen, just people on the internet. Lesbian is number two on the Xbox, because, you know, you got to be very open-minded about marriage equality to have one. PS3. Ebony.
They like the browns.
You know, most of those consoles are black. They don't have an iconic white console. PS4, teen. So I guess they switched MILF and teen a little bit. Lesbian Nintendo Wii is second. MILF is second for regular traffic. Ebony is third for Xbox, because you can also buy the black one too, guys. Okay? It's not all about the white ladies here. Lesbian is 3 on PS3, Ebony is 3 on PS4, Teen is 3 on Wii, and HD is on regular traffic. I like that we don't get the HD until 3.
HD at this point. Isn't everything HD at this point? Like, just standard?
Yeah, or I don't know. I guess there's a difference, but I mean, I don't know. If you click on the HD point, it takes longer to download. And normally, those videos are normally lamer, because they're more professional. You know what I mean? I prefer the amateurism. What happened, Karen? The cat guy.
Yeah, the cat guy
got on the camera.
I was like, wait a minute, the camera went down.
Hey.
He gets jealous, so.
Cats was like, you know, you've been on this long enough. That's it. I'm crashing everything.
Yeah, cats are such assholes, man. He's just like, fuck you, fuck your show. You know what kind of porn isn't on there? Cat porn. Yeah.
That's right.
Telltale Games is had two big announcements. They're going to be doing a Borderlands game. for people that Telltale is the same people that did The Walking Dead game that you have to make all these choices in. That was really good. So they have Walking Dead Part 2 starting, I want to say next week, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are excited about that.
Can't wait. And now they're going to have a Borderlands, like, you know, same type of game, and Game of Thrones.
Ooh. I think the Game of Thrones, like, I can't even imagine, like, how crazy that game is going to be to play.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can play it.
Well, I hope they don't go for, like, the emotional punch they do with Walking Dead. Like, I haven't finished the original Walking Dead because I was like, I need to, like, pop a pill for my anxiety before I do this.
Have you watched the YouTube videos of the ending or no?
No, because I don't want to do that to myself. I don't want to cry that much.
I'm like, not going to.
Nothing good is going to come from this.
Yeah, I won't spoil it, but yeah, tears will be had. Tomb Raider is getting a definitive edition for PS4 Xbox One.
What that mean?
They're gonna redo it, make it custom built from the ground up for next gen consoles. They basically been releasing some demo footage. It looks better, like
a sharper picture.
Yeah, hair follicles are flowing in the wind individually and shit. I'll probably get it, man. I probably will end up getting it again. I just love this game. It is one of my favorite games ever. Gal Gadot got cast as Wonder Woman in the Batman Superman film,
which I think is weird because I imagine that Zack Snyder was watching The Last Fast and the Furious, which had an actual, like, woman, brown haired, very tall, striking MMA fighter, mm-hmm. and he saw her just kicking ass, and he was like, hey, you know how that swimsuit model came out of the beach? I think she should be my Wonder Woman.
You know, it's
now, Zack Snyder.
This is really weird too, because, like, on the one hand, I guess, okay, you went and you cast someone outside of the normal range of spectrum that people were expecting for Wonder Woman. So on the one hand, it's like, I guess, good that they, if they believe that she can act, that this is a choice about acting and shit. I just don't think she's a good actress. And then I don't feel like they're getting her because she's a great actress. Mm-mm. And then I also don't think she looks the part. And then people, like, flipped it and were like, I saw an article that was like, oh, people are body shaming her by saying that she's not, like big enough and strong enough to play Wonder Woman, in the role. And I'm like, I don't think it's body shaming. I really just think it's okay to say this person doesn't look the part. They'd say it if it was a dude.
Well, if she's not a 6'2 Amazon, then, yeah, she's not the body cast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I know Christian and Saint Check doesn't agree, but I really did want to see Gina Carano get this role. Like, mm-hmm. I have no problem. I don't think Wonder Woman.
I want the actress that plays Wonder Woman able to, like, destroy stuff and take up. I'm so sorry. My cat doesn't want to be good.
It's no problem. But yeah, I want to see the woman who plays Wonder Woman make me feel like she could fuck somebody up, and I don't think I'll get
also,
that feeling from her.
I don't want her to be dwarfed by Henry Cavill, because
right. That
is one of the great things about Wonder Woman and Superman.
Yeah,
so you know, you have a character that is as strong as Diana, where she could look Superman, look Batman in the eye when they try to have their puff up their chest and say, this is right. And mm-hmm. she could say, well, fuck you and the house you built, because this is what's happening. This is how I do it.
Yes.
It's not going to work. And she's gonna be bad Diana, and the character is just, it's going to be limp. It's going to be even worse than how Lois Lane wasn't even a real character in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that happen again, but that really looks like what it's going to happen.
Yeah. For the record, I don't think Lois Lane has ever been a real character. I think they always write her annoying as fuck. I don't know why they do that.
Well, the thing is, Lois Lane had her own book for a while, and a lot of the stories, which were completely independent of Superman, and she was kind of like a Foxy Brown prototype.
Mm.
Go. Horrible journalism, because journalists should not be solving crimes.
Right.
But, so she could be this very dynamic, like, hard as nails, old school, war-torn journalist.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in the movies and stuff, though, they never wrote her like that. Like, the old movies are worse.
Some kind of, like, and even the adventures of Lois
and Clark.
She was just like terrible. Really this condescending, smutty, just
they tough. Always write women as these like annoying things to be pleased that get in the way of, they have no concept of the greater good, by the way. Like, just always completely like, oh, you have to go be Superman again? Oh, I guess you can save the burning orphanage this time. I'll just make dinner by myself. Oh God, you're such an asshole for being a good person. Like, who thinks, like, I don't know. I'm not going to do it. Just no. But,
yeah,
cause I can talk about it all day. Yeah. Give up your powers and your suits, Iron Man. Why? You have superpowers now. Don't you see how fucking awesome it is? Let's go do good things. Let's save the world. Nah. Let me go on dates.
In the comic, she does get her own suit and she becomes
Iron Maiden.
Oh, she gets rescue now.
But. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's rescue. Yeah. She has no powers. No offensive weapons or whatever. But the point being, comic books obviously can take more time to flesh out these characters, and these movies really haven't grasped that yet. Like, mm-mm. They have, like, there's, I don't think they'll ever do like a spinoff.
I will say one thing about Man of Steel that I really don't think people give it enough credit for. Mm-hmm. In every iteration of a Superman Lois like story, their relationship is always built on lies.
Yeah.
And for the first time, they have their whole relationship is built on she's the only one that he can reveal his true self to, which is the healthiest of the bunch.
Yeah, and I actually like that too about that character and that relationship too, because it used to make her look stupid. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that. Because it was like, you would know that this is the same.
You are a journalist.
Right.
You do this for a living.
Miles away.
You know what I do for a living? I look at the details of a story. I get right up in there and I figure it out. Clark, and he takes off his glasses. Superman, what are you doing here? I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you.
You're not that dumb.
Yeah, no one's this stupid. I know I shouldn't be worried, but I'm worried. I'm officially worried about the Man of Steel 2 and the Justice League. Cause, well,
it's going to be a Justice League movie because they already said they are casting a Flash.
Yep.
So they have, and dude from Game of Thrones, Drago, he got cast, which yeah. I think he might be Aquaman.
Oh, really? You're thinking he's going to be a good guy? I'm thinking he's a bad guy.
Maybe.
Like Doomsday or Lobo or just somebody evil. They need to cast a bad.
It's going to be Aquaman or Lobo, and Lobo's going to be a villain.
Yeah, they got to have a bad guy for Superman to fight. Anyway, this is just making me mad.
They say the casting rumor is that they want Idris Elba to be Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I think it'd just be weird, like, because he can't do it unless he completely just plays him as Luthor, like the show. Then I'd watch it for hours.
Here's a question that I haven't heard anybody answer yet, and I'll ask you, Jayla, maybe you know. Can Idris Elba rock the baldy? Does he have a smooth brown bald head?
Don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a picture of him bald.
Me yeah. either.
And that's a huge...
I kind of, in my head, just want it to be Bryan Cranston.
Me too.
Because he could be evil and lover. You know, like, I just have so much lust for the character of Lex Luthor. Because mm-hmm. that is a man defined by his confidence. And his dick game would just be too bomb. Like, it would yeah. just blow your mind.
He definitely would blow some backs out, for sure.
Exactly.
I read the Superman alternate comic, though. The one where he, like, lands in Russia instead of America.
Oh, Red Sun?
Yeah, and he wouldn't fuck Lois with your dick. He would not fuck Lois for any... He was obsessed with Superman to the point where he was like, I know we're married, but I'm not scheduling any fucking until I take care of this guy. So I was like, really, Lex?
Like, well, it's Mike Millar, so...
Yeah, he's terrible.
He's some interesting things.
He is very interesting. Very interesting. J.J. Abrams wouldn't let Benedict Cumberbatch tell people that he was conned. So during all the press that he did for the movie, he had to lie and say that he wasn't conned. And he said that J.J. Abrams is a dickhead for making him lie all that time.
Well, I think it made everybody, it just pissed everybody off because A, we already knew, yep. and B, then they weren't owning up to the fact that they race bent the character.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you watch older interviews, like, what's his name, who played Sulu, totally dropped a whole bunch of hints about, like, the race bending.
Yeah.
But it was like, well, what is he really talking about? They should have just said it because everybody already knew.
Now, how important was his race in, because was he played by, Montalban, is that his last name?
What? Yeah, but what? He was, the character of Khan really was talking about colonialism, mm-hmm. white supremacy, and eugenics.
Mm.
So you had Khan, who was supposed to be Indian, and like a eugenics mix of like Indian and probably South American. So all these places where, you know, the British colonized and told them that they were the inferior until that group became so obsessed with genetic superiority, having been told since, you know, the dawn of colonialism that they are so inferior that they built up this eugenics program and then made the pinnacle of what was supposed to be human perfection in Khan.
Ah.
So if Khan is a shrimpy-faced, little, pale, British guy, that kind of goes, hey, social commentary, I'm a piss on you.
Mm. Okay. I never heard that.
Me either.
I mean, I heard people talk about it, but no one's ever gone into detail with me about it. I mean, personally, just learning about all this off the fly, I would say that, I wouldn't care what race he was, but, if I had an attachment to the character or to the story from before, which I don't have a reverence for Star Trek like that, I could see being pissed off, kind of like I was with The Last Airbender, where it's like, well, but you guys did this.
That
you know?
Airbender was, talking about the live action one?
Yeah. There was no Last Airbender movie. That never happened.
Agreed.
It didn't. Agreed.
Fox, I'm gonna cover these two real fast. Fox and Star Wars are both aiming to have Marvel style universes. That's the new thing. Crossover and, movies, TVs, yeah, everything.
You know, they want to do that with Amazing Spider-Man. They want to have a Marvel-like universe. And they only have the Spider-Man property.
Right.
We're going to have a Venom spinoff.
Yep.
We're going to have the Sinister, whatchamacallit, spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
So I know. I don't want Sony to do this. They're terrible at what they do.
You know what?
Right.
I'm not going to say that. I am fine with Sony doing it because I enjoyed Amazing Spider-Man 1. And
okay, as long as Fox don't get
I have no problem with people starting over if they start from the shit I like. Just don't start from shit I don't like. Like, Fox pissed me off because they had a chance to have a clean fucking break from all the X-Men terrible storylines that they were doing mm-hmm. when they started over with First Class. Yes. I was like, okay, here's an X-Men movie I actually enjoy. And what they do, bring Singer back and go, how can we tie this back to these old farts that we had the first time? Fuck you. I don't start there. Just start over. Sorry. Anyway.
I never thought X-Men movies were going to amount to much.
They
could have.
They had so much.
Right.
They had so much promise at the beginning. It went wrong.
I just think, you know, for me, especially because I love animation so much, I think we should have had a great animated X-Men because it's on such a gigantic scope. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks a little silly if you have, like, the Sentinels and Geneva Island and the grandeur right. of the sets that you have to have to realize the X-Men universe. It's like, nah, I just never thought of it working. Then it has a cast of, like, thousands.
Right.
I even shocked myself when I remember like some of the more obscure mutants and how they fit in. Like to try to put that in 2 hours and say, oh, this is gonna be coherent, like I never had high expectations.
Right, but that is exactly why it's perfect for a universe. Because you would find time for these projects to be like, well, maybe so and so doesn't deserve a movie, but they could deserve a serial TV show. Maybe this person doesn't deserve, to be a main character in a movie, but they could be a side character or something. Like, they have all of this rich tapestry to pull from. But it feels like Fox pulls the wrong shit every time.
Or they pull the shit that they feel matters, and you're like, well, that's not
what not even that they great. Feel matters. They make shit up. There's no fucking Silver Samurai that is a mech. There is none. It's not in the books at all. They just made that shit up.
I see what you're saying. We got a great storyline here. Fuck that. Let's do what we want to do.
Yeah. Lady Venom's not a fucking mutant. And she doesn't have a snake tongue either. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, J-Lo.
I couldn't even sit through all of the Wolverine. I think it's, though I would have loved to see the Aaron Aronofsky version. He was the original like director and helm. Yeah. And then I think he like turned in a script and they were like, yeah, no. Wolverine, that is a depressing story. So I'm pretty sure it was a lot more Black Swan than action adventure, and which I would love to sit through that shit.
Me too.
Executives were like, no.
Anything except what they did, I would be fine with. But that,
like, we gotta sell this to the kids.
Freaking model. Wolverine is supposed to be short, disgusting, and hairy.
Right.
My cat is named Logan after Wolverine because he has a bad temper, has claws, and he's hairy as fuck.
Right.
My name is Logan.
Right. I would have, you know what? I like Hugh Jackman. I would have even settled for the Hobbit. They could have hobbitized him. Just hobbitize his ass up. I would have even taken that, but they don't care. It's fine. My point being, I'm okay with all these, Marvel project things because a lot of these places have rich history to pull from, but I'm worried that they won't pull the right shit. And I have no reason to have faith because Bryan Singer says he's going to be directing X-Men Apocalypse in 2016. That's right. We are now in the age of spoiling your own movie by announcing the sequel to the movie before the movie is out.
Well, I mean, if they do Days of... Wait a minute. Shouldn't they have done Age of Apocalypse before Days of Future Past?
I think in the comic books it happens... What does happen? Yeah, Age of Apocalypse happens before Days of Future Past in the comic book.
Because then they wouldn't have... They would never need to go back if they didn't have the Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, or maybe...
Because Cable, which is the dude's son, so if Age of Apocalypse never happened, he was never born.
Right. But anyway, they're gonna do it. And, there was also the same thing with the Amazing Spider-Man. This is my, one of my biggest complaints. I don't like studios announcing shit this far in advance.
No,
there's no need for it. And like I said, your movie that you're working on isn't out yet. So now you're really spoiling what could be a huge reveal of something about the Age of Apocalypse at the end of this movie. Will now be something that I'm like, if they don't do it, I'm going to be disappointed. So after the credits, if Apocalypse doesn't show up or something hinting towards him doesn't show up.
He have to show up in Days of Future Past because they have to allude to why everything went to shit.
Yeah, they have to do it. And if they don't, I'm going to walk out like, see, did it again. Like, that's how it is now. Like, and they don't, and the thing is, they don't have to do this. They just don't announce it. Let everybody go to the movie. And you can get, the reason that the after trailers thing started was because audience used to get that, we used to get that cool feeling. Like, oh, I stayed after the credits and guys, Sam Jackson is Nick Fury. Like, they're,
because
like.
Because you didn't tell me it in advance. Yeah,
there was this like, oh my God. But like, after the last Amazing Spider-Man, they do a prerequisite, like, secret scene. And it left me with nothing. I was like, why'd you even do it? You didn't say who the people were.
Thor's hammer. I high-fived the person next to me and I didn't even know that like old ass man.
Right.
Just excited.
Right. It feels like they're taking away that feeling.
I was like, wah! In the movie theater and I embarrassed my brother a lot. But you don't have that anymore.
Yeah. And it's not our fault. It's their fault. You know what I mean? Like, they're literally taking it away from us. It's like, they might as well just be like, we're coming out with the Wolverine, but let me tell you how it ends. They might as well just do that now. And anyway, good news. Hugh Jackman says he's not sold on the sequel to the Wolverine yet.
Good.
Yep. Appreciate you, Hugh. Somebody
told him that shit was terrible.
I like Hugh Jackman. He tried hard with this role and I think he doesn't get enough credit. As an A-list actor that don't have to do this shit.
The Wolverine movies coast by on his charm.
Yes, right. and he knows this.
And for the record,
Kate and Leopold work. And I think that anybody who could save that turd, he could do anything. He's a little bit magical.
And he's a guy who don't have to do this shit. Like, he's just one of those guys. He could have just said, a comic book movie? No. Are you fucking serious? No. Get out. You're fired. Get me a new agent immediately. Like, but, yeah, he gave it an old college try, man. It wasn't his fault the shit failed. So, please don't do anymore. Thank you. Speaking of please don't do anymore, Michael Bay says he will not apologize for any of the Transformer movies. So.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Can't even be mad at him.
So. Yeah. Very unapologetic about that. That's his great. And I kind of think, like, if you go to Transformers this late in the game and expect anything else, like, it's your fault. You're dumb.
Yep, it's your fault. That's what I've been saying it for years. And everybody was like, Roger, in denial. I said, I'm not telling you the movie's good. I'm telling you, you're stupid for thinking it should be.
Ain't that the truth?
That's all I'm saying. I accepted it was bad about three movies ago. I said, yep, this is bad.
I watched it, like, I saw the movie and I was like, maybe two times, because I was like, oh my god, Optimus Prime, who I'm in love with in a weird way. Mm-hmm. And
aren't we all? Then
I, like, really watched the movie without, like, tuning everything out until there's Transformers. So I was like, this is bloody awful.
It's really, really bad. Michael Bay can't film comedy, and for some reason, thinks it should be in all the movies excessively. It's like...
But, like, it's not... It's, like, totally... just off-putting.
Yes. It's excessive. Like, it's not even like, well, there's 10 minutes of bad jokes. No, there's an hour and 10 minutes of bad jokes.
It's not even like a joke. It's like, haha, that Transformer peed on that guy.
Right.
That Transformer has balls.
I had to find... I still wonder where Shia LaBeouf's character is working. Because the entire third film is about him trying to get a job in the midst of a worldwide apocalypse.
Come on now.
Like, did we really need that? Do we even need to know?
No, I'm not gonna give a fuck.
Yeah, he has a new hot girlfriend. Is that what's up? Okay, cool. Cool. When are we getting to the Transformers, Mike? But yeah, he don't give a fuck, so can't be too mad at him. Mm-mm. Did you hear about, YouTube having all their video game, videos pulled?
They are now, because, I think before, music, like, gaming companies weren't saying, oh, the music in the games are licensed and you can't use it. You have to have licensing for it. And now they're able to search the YouTube for any music that appeared in their games and pull it down and say, oh, either it's a DCMA or you just can't monetize that video anymore. So a lot of, like, Let's Play YouTube channels are just being devastated by this.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy. Ubisoft pulls back their music copyright holders claim on YouTubers. So they've kind of made the news this week.
I think it's also to stop people like me from just watching the game instead of buying it.
Right.
Because I got, like, Arkham Origins. Like, everybody tells me that it's so glitchy and I've heard nothing but complaints. I'm like, I kind of want to see where the story goes, but I don't want to buy a glitchy game. So yeah. I'm just gonna watch it on YouTube.
Well, shout out to Ubisoft though, man, because I think them taking a stand and being like, we're actually gonna pull back music right holders from making claims on our videos using our footage, bravo to them, man. Like, I'm glad they got involved, because what they don't talk about is that these videos are also free promotion for these games.
Yeah.
You know, someone else takes the time to cut, edit, and play your game, normally the best moments of your game, and say, look at this cool thing. And that shit has to sell a ton of games. There's no way it can. So, how many people probably bought Tomb Raider specifically because they were like, oh, wait, that's how it plays? Oh, yeah, I want this now. I was not going to get this shit because you guys have damaged your brand.
I mean, you could try to get your game on the Conan O'Brien show and pay, like, God knows how much. Or you can let, you know, Jack Shit Doobie Doo just make a Let's Play video that gets 20 million hits and everybody buys your game anyway.
Like, exactly. It seems so fucking obvious. Last story. And thank you so much, Najayla, for sticking it out with us. I know it went a little long today.
It's me and my cat, so.
But thank goodness for the snow. Gamefly Digital is now sell games, and they will let you build your own bundle if it's all from the same maker, and they'll like make the price lower for you. So you just pick the same publisher, such as like you can get Portal 1 and Portal 2, Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2, and it'll be like $15 for all four if you get it from Gamefly Digital.
You know what? This is smart on their end, because I think Gamefly is getting ready for whenever the consoles push digital. Right. Because Gamefly right now is really pushing and promoting to parents that really are heavy into the disc. Mm-hmm. And they know that everything is going to go this way. Right. And I think that they're like, let's do it now before we're left holding the bag like GameStop is going to be. Because GameStop, I think, will, if they don't adjust, will go out of business.
GameStop is doing. They're now trying to be a reseller of electronics. They want you to sell your iPad, your tablets, and that kind of stuff. So yeah, they're not.
I went in there the other day. You know what? I'm glad you brought up GameStop. Let's talk about them.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck GameStop. Yes. I went in there the other day, and online they advertise that if you have an Xbox 360 copy of Call of Duty and you're a member of the Gamer Reward Zone, which I am, you walk in there and they will give you an Xbox One copy for $10. And this is not exclusive to them. Other retailers are doing this as well.
Mm-hmm.
I go in there. I have my copy of this 360 game unopened, brand freaking new, just opened, brand freaking new. Like, you gotta open it because they won't take a copy that's not open. All right. So I have it and I'm like, I would like to trade this in. And they go, okay, cool. Are you in the reward zone? I was like, yeah, I am. I am, dog. So go ahead and hook that up. And it said, it's $25 or something. I was like, that's not right. It's supposed to be 40 if I want to get a copy of the Xbox One, which I do. And she was like, yeah, in order for, then she goes, so did you buy it from here? And I was like, no, I didn't buy it from here, but it didn't tell me I had to.
That's right.
Like it, and I know that other retailers are doing this, and I don't have to buy it from them either. It's not your sale. It's the publisher who's doing this. That like, whoever makes Infinity Ward or somebody is the one who's going, hey, here is this special. We want to sell Xbox One copies of this instead of Xbox 360 copies, right? So they're like, nah, we can't do it.
Did you get a phone?
Can you look in your phone, see if you have the app? If you have the app, can you log into the app? See if it's in your coupons? Why are we having to do all this? I went to Best Buy and they did it by accident last week. When I turned in Battlefield to sell it, it just prints out a coupon automatically, like, oh yeah, and if you want to upgrade, just use this coupon.
Yeah, just print out a coupon.
Right. So I had to go back to Best Buy and do it.
I made the switch to, like, my brother used to be a manager at GameStop, so that's where I used to get all my games just because, you know, that was like the hangout. And I can't deal with them anymore. I'd rather just go to Best Buy.
Yeah.
It's so much easier. Even, like, for me, I just like Best Buy better. There are a lot of people who have gripes with them, but, like, I will not step foot in the Apple store. I can't deal with that level of pretension. I refuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather see what it is on the Apple store website, and then I'll just walk my happy ass to GameStop, or not GameStop, Best Buy, and get it. Because I don't want to be hassled. It should just be automatic.
Best Buy gives you more money for your games.
Mm-hmm.
So you got me there. They have way more coupons and sales for shit. They also have... like, if you join their clubs, they give you, like, $15 every time you spend a certain amount of money and stuff. I go in Best Buy literally, once every couple of weeks, probably. And half the time, I don't spend a dollar. Because I walk out and it's like, oh, I didn't know I had all this shit. Like,
yeah, you got $15. Would you like us to apply it?
Yeah, the lady was ringing me up and she just goes, oh, did you know you have a $15 coupon? I did not know I had a $15 coupon. Yeah. Okay, well, now you have $5 left on this card and the game's free. Have a good day. And I was just like, I guess I'll put this money back in my pocket. So
I like dealing with Best Buy, probably because I have a Best Buy card, and they keep track of everything.
Yeah.
I'm actually, the one thing I will probably try to get my Xbox One through Best Buy so I can get my rewards for it instead of doing it on Amazon, because I think when you get the Xbox One, they will give you an extra controller. You get like a super big discount on it, so I just think it's a better deal.
And I didn't want to say this, Najayla, because I don't want to hurt you any further than you've already been hurt. But even though we got our Xbox like a week or two after the release, it was a day one edition.
And we didn't even know it.
All right, guys, this has been the Nerd Off. And it's been another episode. Shocked. Make sure you check out my man H2O Kev over at MoodTrailerReviews.net.
I think we lost her.
Don't forget, you can also find Najayla Reed all over the place. Literally, she's on like Twib all the time. She's on Twitter at Blazing Bitch with a BYTCH. Mm-hmm. She has her own website. Her
podcast sometimes. I'm one of their guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our Knock Life.
She's everywhere, man. I'm telling you, y'all should
she's a good follow.
Y'all should find her. All the premium people got to see her in the chat room. So you all are in for a treat. Yeah, you're welcome.
And the controller across her chest.
Yes, she was nerding hard today.
And I was Konami coding my titties.
Yep, you guys all missed it. She's clearly practiced this. Yeah, make sure you guys check us out, man. We'll probably be back in like another 2 weeks because. As the news slows, we slow this show. I don't like to force it, but, you know, we always have a good time doing this, man. Mm-hmm. So, until then, y'all have a good one. Peace.